Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
It's Kyle O'Reilly.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
I'm Rocky Asuka Romero.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk, home of Lou Gowen.
Support WrestleTalk.
Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Lou Gowen is, quote the Raven, nevermore.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it. Bro.
But you really should support WrestleTalk, and you should follow them and subscribe right now.
Ollie told me to say this, so I guess it's okay.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Make sure you watch and listen to WrestleTalk.
Or better yet, take just a moment, stop what you're doing, and bask in their glory.
Do us all a favor and subscribe.
Congratulations, you got here. Now subscribe and support. Thanks.
SummerSlam 2019 predictions time. I'm Ollie Davis. This is Chopper Pete Quinnell. Over there is Luke Owen. And we are competing for the most precious prize in sports entertainment and wrestling. Move aside, Universal Championship. Move aside, IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Even move aside 24/7 title, because we are competing for the Wrestle League Trophy Emoji Trophy, which is a cumulative league which began all the way back at WrestleMania and every major pay-per-view event since AEW, New Japan, Impact, WWE. We predicted all those shows, and the cumulative results of our predictions have entered a league table. Indeed. And currently, I would say, you two are joint last. And the loser, because it ends at SummerSlam this weekend, of course, we've got NXT TakeOver as well, will have to do a music video punishment. But also, Season 3 begins at SummerSlam 2.
So like the tagline for WrestleMania 20, it all begins again with SummerSlam as we head into Season 3 of Wrestle League. Currently as it stands, Randy Andy Datson is not only leading the office version of our Predictions League with 80 points, he's also leading Wrestle League overall. He is the only person in number one position with 80 points.
That counts like the, I think we've got about 700-800 Patreons,
yes,
who partake in that league, and he's still number one.
Oh yeah. The guy who's running the league is currently number one. So I mean, I'm not casting, you know, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, make of that what you will.
What a coincidence.
In second place, 6 points behind him in second place. It's like Liverpool and Man City at the moment last season. It's Ollie Davis with 74 points. And then it's Laurie, 5 points behind him with 69. And
nice.
Then it is Pete with 66 and myself with 65. So I would say it is a fast race to the bottom of the table between myself, Pete, and Laurie.
Yeah. So me and you lost season one.
Zero.
And season.
No, we lost season zero and did Mike and Maria Kanellis' True Love. Then you lost season one.
Oh, and I had to do Sexy Boy.
Sexy Boy.
Yeah. I edited that out of my mind,
yes,
really.
I actually thought that you and I lost season one. And then we did Mike and Maria. I completely forgot about you doing Sexy
That's
Boy.
That's Wrestle League. It's not confusing in the slightest.
Oh, absolutely not. No,
it's a really simple concept.
It's just a bit of fun, mate.
Well, let's get on with the predictions.
Indeed. We have got 10 matches to predict for this year's SummerSlam. And we're kicking off with the Cruiserweight Championship of Drew Gulak versus Oney Lorcan, which I originally put in my notes. Drew Gulak versus Tony Nese, because I just assumed he was still the Cruiserweight Champion. But yeah, this is Oney Lorcan, NXT's Oney Lorcan. I think he's still I mean, he's on NXT a lot, so I'm guessing he's still an NXT guy. Could be getting a main, quote-unquote, main roster championship here.
What say you,
Oliver Davis?
I'm going to go Drew Gulak because I love Oney Lorcan. I think he's a great hard hitter. His tag team with Danny Burch all those years ago, or Martin Stone as we know him over here.
Still going, that tag team.
Well, great.
Yeah.
I should watch NXT some.
You should. Just a product for Marks, right?
Yeah. He's great. I think they'll put on a good match, but it... usual 205 Live syndrome. It will go on too early. The crowd won't be hyped enough for it. And they're not invested in the characters. But Drew Gulak to win.
Drew Gulak to win. Pete Cornell, what say you?
I am also going to say Drew Gulak because I think it's too early for him to lose it. He only just won it. And I don't think Oney Lorcan's a person to take it off him.
I also agree. I think it is a Drew Gulak redemption.
Mm.
Onto the main card and the first of our marquee matches. It's Trish Stratus versus Charlotte Flair.
Mm.
Pete Quinnell, what say you?
I'm going to say Charlotte. I don't think Trish gains anything out of winning here. And I think the only benefit comes from Charlotte winning and winning clean.
I think this is a match to really sort of cement Charlotte Flair as like the top star of their women's division. Sorry, Becky Lynch.
Like they haven't done that already.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's like Roman Reigns. Sometimes you just need those extra matches.
You've got to keep doing it.
You've got to keep doing it.
Repetition.
Exactly.
Sure.
It's not a form of madness.
No, definitely
doing
not.
The same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to say Charlotte Flair. I think that I'd imagine that she's going to gain quite a bit from beating a legend like Trish Stratus in the middle of a ring, particularly in her home country of Canada.
I'm amazed that I just saw this as a good marquee name to sell SummerSlam on, Trish Stratus versus Charlotte Flair. Not much of a story going into it, but, you know, that's something that could conceivably bring back a few lapsed fans because they see Trish's name and get a few people to subscribe to the network to watch the event. And then, what a go-home segment on SmackDown this week.
You like it?
Yeah, just amazing. really pulled me into the drama.
Mm.
Trish's promo work was so... off the cuff.
Oh, yeah, she was re-watching old Rock clips.
Yeah.
And, like, really digging into what made his promos good.
She channeled the skill of improvisation and passion.
Oh, yeah. I think she was channeling Natalia in her promo work.
So, yeah. But I still think Charlotte's going to win as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we've all gone for Charlotte Flair. Dolph Ziggler versus Goldberg is the second of our marquee matches. And I'm going to shock everyone by saying that Goldberg is going to win.
That is, in fact, shocking. Consider me shocked.
Well, about time.
Yeah.
Ollie Davis, what say you?
I was going to say Goldberg, but Dolph Ziggler's hair was so beautiful on this week's episode of SmackDown 2. I don't know if I can get past that. And Goldberg doesn't have any hair.
It's true, he doesn't.
So, I mean, what are we basing this on? Who pins or who, at the end of the day, the better hair?
The question is, do you think that Dolph Ziggler is going to hit a spear and a jackhammer and win in 3 minutes?
Yes.
You're saying Dolph then?
No. it's very similar to the Trish Stratus match. It's just going to be an entrance, get in the spots, and everyone's happy.
I disagree. I think the Trish Charlotte Flair match is going to go like 10, 15 minutes.
Easy.
Whereas I think this is going to go 5 if it goes anything.
Oh,
definitely.
Because this isn't a tag.
No, I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying I think it's going to go 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, dear.
I think they still think that Trish can work.
How many bulldogs can you do in 15 minutes?
Hey, you've also got the headstand into the corner.
Yeah.
It's a great spot. Mate. Not contrived at all.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm saying Goldberg. You're saying?
Also Goldberg.
Pete Quinnell?
Goldberg.
Goldberg. Yeah.
Goldberg.
Right. AJ Styles versus Ricochet is up next, and the United States Championship is on the line. Mm. Oliver Davis, what say you?
Well, I think everything so far has been predictable with those legends returning. But this could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I think there's more upside in keeping the title on AJ just because the OC has been really, really good, especially on this week's Raw. Gallows and Anderson, I felt like they fully completed their transformation into a serious act
because
they got face paint on them. And nothing says serious like face paint.
Just ask the Ascension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Usos.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. But who are you predicting? You didn't say.
Oh, AJ, sorry.
Okay, AJ. Just to make that perfectly clear. Pete Quinnell, what say you?
It is really hard to pick between them, honestly. But I'm actually going to agree with Ollie. I'm going to say AJ as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I think there's more benefits to keeping AJ looking strong than there is Ricochet. And I think he can still lose and still look good.
Yes. I also think that it's better to keep the title within the club. Sorry, within the OC. Than it is to put it on Ricochet at this point. And I don't think Ricochet really loses much by being beaten by AJ Styles. So I'm going to go with AJ retention.
Plus Ricochet, there can be some shenanigans there.
They can,
Gallows
yeah.
and Anderson could trip him, play into the finish somehow.
That was last month they did the exact same thing. Granted, obviously, the antiquated rematch clause is, you know, it's really outdated.
Ricochet won a gauntlet match.
He did.
That's right, he did.
He earned a new match.
And that's fine.
He earned the new same match.
Yeah.
Up next, possibly the match I'm most excited for on this card. It is Finn Balor versus The Fiend, the in-ring debut of Bray Wyatt's new character, The Fiend. Pete Quinnell, what say you?
I think there's a lot of curiosity going into this match, but I don't think any of that curiosity is to do with who's winning, so I'm saying The Fiend.
Okay. I'm also going to say The Fiend. I think that he needs a big old win to get him started on his road. Oliver Davis?
Also The Fiend, and with the mandible claw.
See, I think it's going to be Sister Abigail and then lead into the mandible claw. And then just sort of like choke him out and get the submission win.
And referees trying
to
pull him off.
Yeah, referee just stops.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
is that your best violin impression?
Yeah, just tossing off the guy next to me.
Okay, I mean, for the record now, that's now 5 matches in a row where we've all predicted the exact same thing. So, it's a thrilling end to Wrestle League Season 2.
This will be great.
A thrilling end.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Up next, it's Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon with the stipulation that if Kevin Owens loses, he has to quit. Now, I have bet against Shane on basically every pay-per-view this year in 2019, and it has bitten me in the ass every single time. I thought to myself, there's no way he'll beat The Miz in every one of their matches. There's no way he'll beat Roman at Super Showdown. So I'm not going to sit and say, there's no way he can't beat Kevin Owens with the stipulation that Kevin Owens has to quit if he loses. So I'm going with the best in the world, Shane McMahon. I'm saying Shane wins and you build to Owens getting his job back on SmackDown.
Okay. I think that's a good story.
It is.
And that, like, it does fit KO's Stone Cold Renegade character. Could really work.
There's also Elias and Drew. Drew's not in a match, so there's the, you know, the Omni-Shane are always around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not... But it's not like a it's a straight up singles match. There's no.
But I mean, I wonder if they're going to have like Shane just altering the rules to favor him, so he'll make it a no DQ match, but only it only applies to him.
Yeah.
So Kevin can still get DQ'd.
Yeah, I think it's maybe that's how the finish comes, because they even set that up on this week's SmackDown where he, you know, he's listing all the ways that he can beat Owens, and then he said the DQ. Yeah, it's a shame. I think because there isn't Shane's career also on the line.
Yeah,
it might. That actually might give away the result that Kevin. I'm going to say Kevin Owens.
You're saying Owens, okay? Saying is, Kevin
is
Owens.
Winning.
Yep.
Just out of hope, more than anything.
Pete Quinnell.
I am also going to say Owens. I have bet on Shane for most of the year, contrary to what most people have said. But I think this time he's actually going to lose, because there were some reports recently that he might be being phased off TV. I think this is a good way to do it, and you're building a new star in the process. Basically, I'm just wanting Kevin Owens to win rather than what I think is actually going to happen.
I think that phasing off TV comes at Survivor Series. I just think that I just feels like we're building to Team Owens versus Team Shane at Survivor Series.
So Team Bryan versus Team Reigns.
Yeah.
Oh, what did I was known as Team Owens versus Team Shane.
Oh yeah. Oh well, you'll have multiple. Multiple matches.
Oh, good.
In that 5-on-5 format.
I think that we're going with a Shane win here. Going by this week's SmackDown, this might be the least important match on the card. It's Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship.
Whoa. Bayley versus Ember Moon is also on this card.
That is very true. We'll get to that. But yes, you are right. Ember versus Bayley is on this card.
Hey, got a video package.
Yeah, it did, yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Ollie Davis, what say you?
I'm going to say Kofi Kingston. Okay. I don't think Randy's the guy to take the title off of Kofi, especially with the whole story that Kofi's had to overcome Orton, trying to keep him down all those years ago. So it wouldn't be the sort of nice version message of this story if Orton just beats him again. It's like, yeah, I was right. You weren't ready.
Yeah.
So all those 10 years are for nothing. I think if Kofi does lose the title, it'll be on the first Fox show on October 4th.
With the Big E heel turn.
Yes, yeah. Then you get that big push.
It's coming.
Oh,
it's coming. Pete Quinnell, what say you?
I'm also going to say Kofi, but I could very much see Orton winning this, mainly because he's Randy Orton and it's the WWE Championship. So they could do it.
I'm also going to say Kofi. I just think that there's no momentum behind Randy to win the WWE Championship. So, I mean, he always could, because, as you say, it is Randy.
It's Randy.
But I think Kofi needs this as a big win. And I'd really like to... We've been saying that we'd really like to see Kofi face a top-tier person. And finally, they've done that with Randy, but then have done almost nothing around it. To the point where it's like, it actually doesn't really feel like it's a big deal again. Because Roman versus Bryan, or Rowan, appears to be a much bigger story on SmackDown.
It's not even a match yet.
Well,
when
that's
we're recording
it, yeah.
this.
Yes, yeah. We're recording this on a Wednesday, shortly after SmackDown has finished. So, as of now, no match has been announced between Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan, or Roman versus Rowan has not been announced, or a tag match between Joe and Roman versus Rowan and Bryan.
Joman. That's what you can call them.
Yeah.
So, there is nothing announced for that yet. There's also no Cedric versus Drew
McIntyre.
I didn't say Gulak for a second. Yep. There's no match for them announced either. So we're only going by what Wikipedia are telling us in terms of the matches.
No Raw or SmackDown tag team title matches.
Yep, I also forgot about those.
They'll get added probably.
You don't have the SmackDown tag champs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
And Gallows and Anderson.
Yes, I couldn't quite remember.
Raw.
Anyway, speaking of the match that Oliver Davis is most looking forward to on this card, it is Bayley versus Ember Moon for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship.
Mm-hmm. I think this will be really good.
I do too.
Ember Moon is such a good wrestler.
Oh yeah. You wouldn't know that by the last 2 weeks of SmackDown, but yeah.
I want to just see her dive her heart out through the ropes.
And a dive match.
Yeah, she dives better than anyone, I think. So, I mean, and you know what? Ember Moon. I can absorb
Going
the
with
loss.
Ember Moon.
Yeah.
I can absorb the loss.
A lot of this is quite predictable. I think they'll want a few titles changing hands. I can't see where else titles are going to change hands.
Yeah, I do love switching titles for the sake of just switching titles.
Absolutely no reason, yeah.
Piquino, what say you?
You've really got to stop stealing my answers, Ollie, because, yeah, also Ember Moon, because Ember Moon. I think it's too predictable and they're going to want some title changes, and this is a good one to do it because they can, and it won't have massive repercussions ever.
Yep.
So
for the sake of being different, I'm just going to say Bayley.
Cool.
I have literally no reason why.
So you're different for two matches compared
two
to
two matches.
Pete.
Oh, mate.
Which means he could overtake me. So far, anyway. Yeah. Could be different again.
It could be. I'm going with Bayley for, quite literally no reason, because despite the fact that I adore Bayley, and I have done since her NXT days, and I absolutely love Ember Moon, and this is actually a match I'd be really, really excited to see. The last 2 weeks of SmackDown have made me just not care about this match whatsoever. She, poor old Ember Moon, has been on a downward spiral of like piss poor booking. So now I honestly don't care who wins or loses.
It's the third least important women's match of three women's matches on this show.
Yeah. It's a real shame. Speaking of another women's match on this show, it is Becky Lynch versus Natalya for the Raw Women's Championship in a submission match. Pete Quinnell, what say you?
Becky Lynch.
Go with Becky Lynch.
I can't see Natalya winning it.
The big old
honestly.
BL. I'm also saying the big old BL, Becky Lynch. I don't think Natalya has got a cat in hell's chance of winning. Cats being the operative word. Nice. Oliver Davis, what say you?
I'm going to go with the 2K20 cover star, Roman Reigns.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's okay, so you're going with Becky Lynch as well.
Smash that glass ceiling, sister.
Yep, hell yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And lastly on our card here, we have got the Universal Championship match. It is Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins. Seth freaking Rollins. And I am... It's got to be Seth. There is absolutely no way it can be Brock winning. Because what a terrible story that tells. There's no way it can be Brock. So it's got to be Seth.
As a rebuttal to that, I will just say WrestleMania 34.
What happened to that one again? Is that the one where he beat Roman?
Beat Roman.
Oh, yeah.
And the entire story they've been telling for a year was Roman winning.
Yeah.
And Brock just won.
And, well, you've got to think, though, hindsight's 2020. They looked at that. I was like, that was a terrible decision. And it really backfired for the majority of the rest of the year. So
I don't think they thought that.
Let's not repeat that mistake again.
They just brought Brock back.
But I think that's different now. They're telling a different story. They're not going to look at it and go like, yeah, I mean, the story ends at this point here, but let's not end it at this point here. Let's end it a year later.
I think it's Heyman's got the book for Raw, mostly.
Mostly.
I don't know how Paul Heyman... Like, Seth Rollins doesn't feel like a Paul Heyman guy, really. I think Paul's probably got his eye on other people who he'd want to topple the beast.
Like Braun.
Yeah, Braun or Samoa Joe. Maybe not Samoa Joe, but, you know, they had a money feud a couple of years ago, Brock and Joe. So or maybe he's grooming Ricochet or Andrade or AJ. I don't know. I mean, I just listed heels there, apart from Ricochet. I think Lesnar's retaining.
Brock Lesnar retention for Oliver Davis. Also, I'm going to say, if Seth doesn't win here, there's no coming back for him. There's very little that he can do now to kind of win people back on
his side.
It's
like his Twitter game.
Oh, yeah, it's like his Twitter game. Yeah, people have already turned against him on Twitter. So, like, if Brock wins here, I think he's donezo. Pete, what say you? Seth or Brock?
This is so hard. I don't like it.
Title of your sex tape.
I know. I've got to go with Seth. It's... The whole story they've been telling is for Seth to win. He has to win this back. Because otherwise, that's bad. I don't like it.
Just let me lay this out. What's more WWE? Telling a story where someone loses, and then beats Brock Lesnar. Or someone loses, and then still loses to Brock Lesnar.
Mm.
That's the more likely.
I mean, it is a compelling argument, and I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong either.
I'm going with my heart on this one. Okay. Seth has to win.
It's ballsy.
What a ballsy move. I want the good guy to win a story. That's what I'd like to see.
And so, they can't have Brock win and then the story continues either. with Seth still trying to win all the way up to Survivor Series.
Have you been watching WWE?
Dude, you just mentioned WrestleMania 34.
Yeah, I know. But they can't. They can't do it for my own sanity.
Yeah, they can't. I'm going to say they can't do it ... again.
Again.
Full stop.
Kevin Owens, fired from SmackDown, moves over, has a feud with Lesnar.
Yeah, but he's quitting from WWE, isn't he?
Yeah, he just changed a little bit the wording.
Yeah.
They've done that exact thing before.
Anyway, that's all we got. If you're looking for the bonus question, it will be on our Patreon form, which will be going out later on today, today being Wednesday, but we haven't fully decided on what that is yet. So if you are one of our Patreon pledge hammers, there will be a bonus question for you.
And if any matches are added in the meantime, excuse me, I'm getting choked up with the excitement. If any matches are added in the meantime, we'll put it on that Patreon form as well.
Exactly, yes.
From Wrestle League.
Yes, so keep an eye out. You do get email notifications when a new addition to the poll has gone up, but just keep an eye out for it sort of over SummerSlam weekend, because there is every chance that five matches could be added.
Easily
could be five matches.
I'm amazed it's only 10 matches right now.
Oh, yeah.
It won't stay that way.
That's what I mean. It feels too reserved.
The pre-show needs at least four more.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, they've got loads of video packages for the other nine matches to
hype. Social media lounge.
They've got that reactions lounge, stealing our gimmick.
Yeah, David Attunga.
Because we're the first people to do live reactions.
Ever do live reactions.
Like the Fine Bros.
Yeah.
They stole it from us.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of stuff you can fill. Jerry Lawler's got to give his opinion on certain things.
He watches the product.
Yeah, he does. He could definitely comment on the Trish and Charlotte Flair match, considering that he was essentially the impetus for it.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.